armo, laupeus ja rauha.
Grace, mercy and peace.
Herramme Jeesuksen Kristuksen tuntemisen kautta.
May bound us through our the Lord Jesus Christ.
Se on tämän viikon kirkollinen teema. Eilen oli
as an introduction to the sermon. It is the theme of this work church calendar. Yesterday was the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, and I thought I would read the words of the Old Testament according to the first year's cycle. It is the prophet Jonah from the book of Jonah, from third chapter, from verses 1-5, and the tenth verse, and chapter 4, from verses 1-11, and the words are as follows in Jesus' name.
Joonalle tuli toisen kerran tämä Herran sana.
And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, the great city, and preach it unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. And now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord, and he said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, Dost thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the wind, in the shadow, till he might see that would become of the city, what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to become up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished him in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, Dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night, and perished in a night. And should I not spare Nineveh, the great city, wherein there are more than 64,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. Amen.
Sinä suret risiinikasvia, vaikka et ole nähnyt vaivaa sen vuoksi, etkä ole sitä kasvattanut, Yhden yön se vain eli, yhden yön jälkeen se puihtui pois. Enkö minä säälisi Niiniveä, tuota suurta kaupunkia? Siellä on enemmän kuin 120 000 ihmistä, jotka eivät pysty edes tekemään eroa oikean ja vasemman käden välillä. Ja lisäksi paljon eläimiä. Aamen. Minä istuin perjantaina.
I sat there on Friday and the opening services. And suddenly from the row of seats there was a blonde-headed boy. He was my grandson, grandchild. He came from the rows of benches, hands stretched out and a smile on his face. And when I lifted that boy on my lap, I asked, has it been fun? Or is it nice? He replied very cheerfully, yeah. I thought this was my grandson's interpretation of the motto of these summer services. The Lord, it is good for us to be here. Now our text speaks of a man who certainly wasn't having a good time. As we heard in the latter part of this passage or this, that it was so bad that I wanted to die. That was Jonah's remark. Now we will go through this text to examine it a little more closely. First of all, I can say that a portion like this, it would be nice to retreat there to the audience or listening there and watch from there that what a stuttering man. But dear brothers and sisters, we are not placed in the audience, but this text places us in front of a mirror. This text places you and me in front of a mirror.
Tekstimme siis alkoi.
Our text began.
Toisen kerran.
And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time.
Miksi Jumala halusi lähettää?
I thought. I was thinking why God wanted to send Jonah specifically. A hot-tempered, impatient, and stuttering man.
No, heti tähän on sanottava, että ei tämä mitään tavoite.
We must say that this isn't nothing out of the ordinary. We remember the so-called sons of thunder in the Bible, James and John. We won't go further into that. But when they weren't accepted in a certain place, they came out with their fists clenched. Would you like to, Lord, for fire to come down upon these people who are not against us? God's criteria for selection, they do not follow human patterns. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. In these services, it has been spoken about Saul, and we remember
Herra sanoo miehelle, jolla on käsitykset,
that the Lord says to the man who has
se ottaa kiinni uskovaisia.
own ideas about Saul's story. He's a cruel man. He arrests believers when the Lord speaks to him and instructs him to go to that man. And when Ananias is horrified by this, the Lord says unto him, Go, I have chosen him as my instrument. Then I will take another man who has been also been mentioned here. As it is already Monday, we can say that the temptations faced by the speaker is sometimes feel that as though everything has already been said, but perhaps there's still more to be found here. In the story of David, we remember that the prophet Samuel went to the house of Isai to seek out the future king, and the brothers brought before him one by one, and as I recall, the first one brought in was a boy named Eliab, a handsome man named Eliab, and for Samuel comes to his mind that there it is, the future king.
Mitä mieltä Jumala oli tästä? Mutta Herra sanoi Samuelille, älä katso hänen kokoaan ja komeuttaan.
But what did God think of this? The Lord said to Samuel, do not look at this, his stature or his good looks, for I have rejected him. I do not care for him. And then he says that the Lord does not look at these things. Just like a human being, people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Brother and sister, God sees into your heart as well.
Ja siksi hän lähettää sinut puhumaan läheisillesi.
And that is why he sends you. He's sending you to speak to those close to you, your family, your children. God knows
that
you have just the right words. Does it feel that way that you should go and talk to a loved one, a friend, or someone very close to you, that you have the right words? Probably not. You might have completely different thoughts. Sometimes it can be difficult to go and talk to a loved one or a family member. That is how God works. That's true for parents of children too. They are put into this kind of work. If I recall correctly, Luther says that children are not given us for our own amusement, but that parents have a great responsibility in this, that parents act through God's power. So in our text here, God is sending someone a second time.
Mutta toisella kerralla,
we all remember that first time didn't go so well. The second time tells us that God did not give up, but carried out his plan. In the Bible there are stories in which some obey immediately and fulfill God's will and do according to God's will, but some resist and some do not at all fulfill God's will. I'll give three examples of this here, of familiar people of the Bible. The first is Abraham. In the first, in Genesis, book of Genesis, when God tried Abraham and said, and said unto him, Abraham. And what did Abraham answer? Behold, here I am. There's example for us right here. When you are called, are you ready to say, here I am? Secondly, if we take Moses, which is closer to me at least, I think there are many of others here with me as well. When God commands Moses to go negotiate with Pharaoh about the liberation of Israelites, Moses didn't say, here I am, send me. In the book of Exodus, we read, God says, therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. What did Moses answer? And he said, O Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him who thou wilt send. Doesn't this sound familiar when we are asked to do something like this? Isn't there someone else who could do it? Since I promised to take three people, three examples, Jesaja, from the chapter 6,
on edeltänyt tapaus,
there is a preceding event that Isaiah received the grace of repentance. When Isaiah is called here, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me.
Lähetä minut. Ajattelen, tulee mieleeni vaan tämä kristillisyyden lähetystyö tällä hetkellä. Miten siellä...
Thing that comes to mind is this current state of mission work in Pakistan and India. There are people who are ready to share the message with their friends and loved ones, to acquaintances and even strangers. They have received this duty.
Tekstimme jatkui siis, että Jumala sanoo, että
text continues.
Suureen kaupunkiin ja julista se sanoma, jonka minä sinulle puhun.
Went to the great city of Nineveh to proclaim the message I am giving you. Proclaim that message.
Ei tarvitse puhua omiansa.
In other words, you don't need to speak your own words, but just to proclaim that what God says.
Ei jätetä mitään pois, eikä.
We do not need to change the word, that word. We do not leave anything out or add anything to it. In the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul explains this more precisely. He says, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. But as of God, in the sight of God, we speak in of God, speak we in Christ.
Kristusta palvellen. Tämä on palvelutehtävä, mitä minäkin.
Serving Christ. This is a service duty. This is a service duty as a weak child of God that I am carrying out. We serve Christ, and through the minister, we are serving you, dear service guests.
Tuo äskeinen taikka tuolla edellä, kun oli puhetta siitä Mooseksen estelystä ja
Earlier we talked about this Moses.
Oikeastaan Biblia sanoo sen mukavasti.
Biblia says it in this way, that go now, I am in your mouth. I am in your mouth and I will teach what you must say. And the Biblia translation brings it even closer to home, or closer.
Jumala sanoo, ja tässä on meillä sanan palvelijoillakin.
Here we as servants of the word, we have a place of watching that we would speak what God wishes us to speak, and that is what I've asked, that I have come before you, and I have that prayer in my heart that I could speak to you, dear.
Olet näissäkin seuroissa ollut Joonan kaltainen.
Traveling companion, perhaps you have been at these services just like Jonah, that it hasn't felt that it has been good to be here. And corruption has weighed heavily, and impatience has oppressed me. I would like to proclaim to you that you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. And now Jonah went on to Nineveh, just as the Lord had commanded. Nineveh was an exceedingly large city. It took 3 days' journeys to travel from one end to the other. Jonah went on his journey,
but
we won't remember that journey. He went on a fishing trip, and now after that trip, Jonah was ready to go. Jonah didn't resist much anymore, and Jonah held on tightly. God did not change his command. In the book of Isaiah, when Isaiah prophesies that God promises to free the people of Assyrian rule, from the 14th chapter, the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have proposed, so shall it stand. In the Song of Zion 63, it says,
kun katsot minua,
you never change your mind when you look at me, when you help on this way of faith.
Joka olet epäillyt, että kun matkani käy niin huonosti, että Jumala muuttaa mielensä.
Have you experienced that when journey is going badly, that God might change his mind and feels remorse of it, that I am such a poor
hän, joka on sinussa hyvän työn alkanut,
poor man, that this That's how it might seem to you, and sometimes to me as well. God doesn't change his mind. He who has begun, he has begun a good work in you. He intends to bring completion by God's power. We will reach our heavenly home. Our text tells us how Jonah set out to walk through the city on the first day of his journey and cried out 40 days more, until Nineveh is destroyed. God gave the power of Nineveh time to repent. This is called the waking awakening time, God gives people time to repent. If there is anyone listening to this sermon who has not yet repented, I'll just say it is worthwhile to repent. Now it's the time of visitation. God is speaking to you. Do not turn away. Do not turn away like that rich man once did from Jesus. He went away sorrowfully.
Tämä Joonan saarna.
The sermon of Jonah, when Jonah says 40 days, the writer to the Psalms writes, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." That sermon of Jonah's, that Ninive would be destroyed, that Jonah's sermon certainly also contained the message of God's mercy or God's grace. We saw that from what actually happened. Jonah did not judge the people of Ninive, as sometimes is said of God's children, that we judge. As in the Gospel of John, it reads, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Upon hearing that, the people of Ninive believed in God and proclaimed a fast, both for the high and the low, put on a sackcloth. Sackcloth. We heard Jonah's sermon. And he was spit out by that fish, shouting from the top of his lungs, 40 days and this city will be destroyed. If they had thought, as in a way a human might think, that someone like this over there is trying to say something. But no, they heard the call of God. Have you, my dear friend, thought of your loved ones? That, oh, if they could hear the call of God. So that they wouldn't think that there is it is merely a human speech. This is what the people of Ninive felt, that they recognized that this is the voice of God. Here at services, we have reminded, as in the book of Romans, then it says, reads, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And when the people of Ninive believed, as I said, the sermon of the man who had been spewed out by the fish, Jesus speaks, when Jesus speaks to the people of Israel, he says that on the last day, Jonah will deliver the judgment on this generation. The reason was that the people of Ninive believed that simple sermon when a man like that preached to them, and now the Son of God, sent by God, stands before you, and yet you do not believe. he compares this to Jonah's sermon and the situation. And that was indeed in the Gospel of Matthew.
He kääntyivät, kun Joona saarnasi heille, ja tässä on enemmän kuin Joona.
That the people of Nineveh will rise up to the judgment with this generation and condemn it. They repented when Jonah preached to them. There is more to this than just Jonah. It calls for humbleness, that we do not think that some old men are speaking here. Times have changed. Now we think about things differently. The enemy of the souls would say, it's not worth listening to, I believe, a little differently. There are questions today where we should use our own judgment. This is how the enemy of souls would say. But the Bible says, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. It is not who speak, but the Spirit of my Father. In the kingdom of God, it is the Spirit of God who speaks. It is worth listening. Here it was said that they proclaimed a fast and put on a sackcloth. This fast, along with wearing a sackcloth, I read somewhere. It was symbolic that they renounced this kind of life of pleasure. It was pretty harsh. Sackcloth garments were pretty rough.
Hänen vaatteensa olivat purppuraa ja hienointa pellavaa, ja hän eli joka
päivä herkullisesti. It reads, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. He did not repent, he did not come to his senses, he didn't wake up until it was too late. He woke up and there he lamented, I am the great torment of in this flame. Our text continues, that God saw that they had turned from their evil ways, and he changed his mind. And he did not allow disaster to befall on the people of Nineveh. Even though he said he would destroy them, God saw that they had turned back. God sees into the heart. He saw that they turned and they repented. It has been spoken here also that what repentance is in order for a person to repent, certain things must be made. It doesn't help that's not repentance. A person thinks, I'll start acting a little differently. I'll start doing some good deeds and avoid the bad ones. So if a person wants to truly repent, these elements must be present: the kingdom of God and the word of the gospel. This is even now. The God's word is present even now, even at these services. You can repent. A person can repent. This repentance is really nothing more than remorse and distress, that is fear, because of sin, just as the Catechism says. At the same time, belief in the gospel, that one's sins are forgiven. And so it was for the people of Nineveh, when Jonah was there and proclaimed the word of God. They had the opportunity to repent.
muutti mielensä.
And God changed his mind and did not allow the disaster to happen. And the people of Nineveh had their sins all their sins forgiven.
Mutta jos minä uhkaan jumalatonta kuolemalla, sanoo Hesekielin Hesekiel 33. luvussa, ja hän sitten kääntyy synneistään ja tekee niin kuin oikein ja hyvin on. Ainoatakaan syntiä, jonka hän on tehnyt, ei enää muisteta.
In the Ezekiel chapter 3, he will then turn from his sins and do what is right and good. I will only atone for the sin he has committed. It will no longer be remembered. He now does what is right and acts righteously. Therefore, he is allowed to live. It might raise a few questions for some people in that sense. Why Jonah then gets angry? Wouldn't it have been good to think that when a person repents like this? But this situation was such that Assyrian Empire, which Nineveh belonged to, was truly cruel to the Jews. And it says read here in this toward the end that they couldn't even tell their right from their left. And certainly gave rise to this kind of hatred or something like that, that for those people, when mercy should be shown to those who are a constant nuisance, a source of tribulation, that there are people like that even in our old time. I know of situations where a believer might find themselves where it feels difficult to forgive a former enemy.
Täällä on muisteltu täällä seuroissa esimerkiksi Pietaria, jolla oli käsitykset.
We have here, for example, Peter has been mentioned at these services, who had certain preconceptions when he had to go to Cornelius in that way. God taught him through a vision from heaven.
Tuo henki sanoi hänelle, että se, minkä Jumala on puhdistanut, älä sinä sano
sitä. The Holy Spirit said, slaughter and eat. Peter protested, but the Spirit said to him, what God has made clean, do not call it unclean.
Sellainen, että kun me joudumme mielestämme kohdelluksi epäoikeudenmukaisesti.
When we find ourselves in treated in a way unjustly, it is a place of battle. And Peter even came to Jesus and asked Jesus, how many times must I forgive my brother? Someone who comes and says, I'm sorry for what I've done. It feels like maybe even Peter in some situation had run out of ideas, that he shouldn't have to forgive so often.
Täällä oli lopuksi, että enkö minä säälisi Niiniveä.
Then here at the end, wouldn't I be more
pysty edes tekemään eroa oikean.
Wouldn't I rather spare that great city and save more than 120
tämä teksti
more than 60,000 persons. That cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. The text speaks of God's mercy. God's mercy was revealed in Nineveh, but also to you and me, dear travel companion. We may ask God to grant us patience in the daily endeavor and on this journey, so that we may have the strength to be merciful toward each other, even now, dear fellow travelers, as the moment approaches that we return to everyday life, how it would feel that if only I had these strengths to take me in the midst of everyday life when it has been so good to be here. May God help us now and help us in our daily lives. Even at this moment, my dear friend, you can uplift your heart to believe in Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. Can I also believe all my sins and doubts forgiven? I want to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Seurapuheen piti Tapio Majuri Vaasasta.